Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose, today joined by River Wolf, guitarist and singer Tom. How are you today, mate? Are you all good?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, man. Not too bad yourself?
I'm all good, yeah. And you know what? It's a pleasure, especially hometown massive for me, you know, Cleethorpes, you know, yeah, rock trio from Cleethorpes. Can't go wrong, you know. Yeah. You know, tell me a bit about the band. I'll start kind of beginning. How did the band kind of get started for you guys?
Me and the drummer Adam have played in a few bands previously. You know, I was just playing guitar and was playing drums in like other bands, and then we decided we want to start something just like us two, our sort of sound, and that's where it's gone from. To be fair, me and Adam. Then we got Andy in, and it's just gelled really, really cool. Released a few tracks that have done pretty well, and then obviously releases today. So yeah, it's we just love playing, man. So
yeah, and you can kind of tell that when I've been kind of digging on you. Quickly, you kind of go back to you and Adam. When I was kind of going through and researching, is this hardship, the former band that you guys kind of had kind of modelled, that's probably a great place to kind of start before we go into kind of River Wolf.
Yeah.
How does it kind of like, what's the shift between? Was you not happy with kind of the sound, or was it just that you needed a little bit of a revamp before kind of going into this band?
No, man, to be fair, we enjoyed playing the music. We had our good friend Bobby in the band as well. And then we hit 2020, lockdown. We didn't have a clue what we was doing with the band. I write songs constantly. Nearly every day I'm writing. And Bobby was just like, guys, it's not for me at the moment, so I'm gonna take a step back. And this is all during lockdown, so we didn't know what we was gonna be doing. So I'm still writing songs, still sending them to Adam, and then we decided, right, let's carry this on. The music is more of our taste than hardship. It's more down the grungy, the hard rock sort of sound.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can kind of
tell. Yeah, so that's what, yeah, man. That's the shift in the music.
Yeah. How was it during COVID with you guys? Was it kind of, was it quite, because a few people that I've spoken to kind of found it as quite a creative period for them, like kind of writing. Did you kind of find that as well, or did you kind of find it hard not to be practicing and performing?
A bit of both, really. I was still during lockdown, I was still writing, still sending them songs, but we just didn't know when we'd be in a room together, when we'll be able to play them live. So I was still just, you know, throwing them songs. But the uncertainty, like I said, not knowing when you're going to be playing, at times that could be, you know, I'll just be throwing them like, here, guys, there's a tune that I've been working on. Yeah, that's cool. Don't know when we're going to be able to play it together. It was just that, for me, I'm constantly writing. It's really good for my head. So throwing it to the guys. So even some of the songs that River Wolf play now, some of the riffs, man, they were born in lockdown.
In lockdown, if there's ever a positive to take away from that, it was just it's kind of hard for you to kind of be, you know, a bit of that creativity was kind of blossoming, but also kind of wasn't, you know, which I can completely understand. I mean, that'd be so frustrating, you know, I mean, you said when we was kind of talking then that you kind of do all the writing in the band. Like, how long have you been personally you know, writing and making music for away from the band? Like, kind of, because that's not something that you just kind of, you know, have with the band. Yeah. Is it something that you've had for a while, etc.?
Yeah, I've always been obsessed with music, always been obsessed with songwriting and playing guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was 7. So even then I was still 7 years old, just writing like little songs with my old band, and stuff like that. And then even to this day, like I'll be at home, I'll have my acoustic with me. I'll come up with an idea, write some lyrics, get a melody in my head, which is really important. And then I'll take it into the practice room, so us three as a band can finish the song off. So I maybe start with the roots, but then I'll take them to the guys, and that's where both of them put, you know, all the magic on. Yeah,
their own influences. Yeah,
absolutely.
I was just going to say, how does the process kind of look for writing, etc.? Is it something that you've got in mind, the drums that you kind of want to hear and the riff that you want to hear? Is it all kind of come together, or is it something like, I've got the lyrics and kind of let's see what's happening here, what we can kind of do? Or is there something in your mind that you're kind of manifesting away from kind of, and then, you know, saying maybe try this out or try that out?
Yeah.
Or is it that you're coming into practice and, you know, that you're Adam's going, let's try this out? So is it a kind of thing that as a collective, or is it that it's something that you kind of have in mind and then it's just a matter of implementing?
I always start with a riff. So there could be songs that I'll go in, I've got this riff, and then we build the song from a riff. I never say to Adam or Andy, I can't play drums to save my life. So that Adam, you know, he's insane. He's such a good drummer.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. That's his spot. So I'll take a riff, and then Andy will play around with it, or maybe like, oh, why don't we add this? And then that's where Adam will lay the drums down, because once you've got the bass and the drums locked in, sounding killer, you know, that's where we sort of go from. So for me, it always starts with the riff, a melody, maybe some lyrics. There's times where we're going to practice, I'll write a riff, then I'll take it home, and then I'll write like that. It's mainly like that, to be fair.
Yeah. Is there times where, like, there's stuff where you've been like, even I wasn't kind of, when I was writing, with that in mind, has there been times where, like, Andy or Adam kind of come in with something and you've been like, wow, I want you, kind of thinking about that?
Absolutely. If I go in with something and then Adam plays a totally different drum beat, that can change the whole song altogether. And then that's the beauty of creating music. You never know what, you know, what each person of the band is going to bring. So there's been a few times where
you guys have just kind of, I mean, you kind of, what influences do you all kind of have as a band? What influences do you have as a person and kind of as a band? What do you kind of try to mirror yourself on, or is it just a unique sound that you guys try and wanna kind of have?
Me personally, I'm a massive Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Soundgarden, but then I've been brought up on Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and Stones from my old man. Adam is into the same sort of music as me, because we love heavy music, but he'll also listen to some like sort of like hip hop esque sort of stuff.
Yeah, nice.
And then Andy just soaks everything else up. He'll be listening to like Muse and guys like that.
Seems like you've kind of got a massive collection of sounds, really, copying from somebody else. But I must say, from everyone that I ever speak to, it always seems to be on them drums, Nirvana.
Yeah.
It always seems to be either Kurt Cobain or Dave Grohl as inspiration. And kind of, I mean, you mentioned your old man. Is he a big inspiration on you personally?
For me, both my parents are, because of the music that I was brought up. So like my dad in one room, because he's an insane artist as well. So in his studio, he'd be playing Zeppelin, The Who, Cat Stevens. And then I'd go into another room and my mum would be playing Bon Jovi, Whitesnake, Def Leppard. So that's where all my musical influences come from.
A musical background, a musical household, right in the heart really.
I'm the only one in my family that plays an instrument. I think I got the creativity from my dad, because he's an incredible artist. So that's where I guess the creativeness comes from.
Has there ever been a time where you've kind of been sat around and gone, come on, Dad, let's go create a song? Is that?
That's what, well, when I was little, and I just had a little nylon guitar, I had several tapes of me and my old man like writing songs together. He's amazing with words. So him writing a song is awesome. So I think I'm about 10 years old, and me and my old man made a little EP on cassette. So that's happened, man. That's happened.
Well, that, to be fair, that's an absolute. You just can't, can you? Really, my, you just can't beat it. To be fair, my dad always kind of, he's always got his guitar, but I just can't play it. he's tried. I just can't do it. I've tried. I think it's a dexterity. I always kind of struggle, but you know, I'd love to give it a go. But yeah, you guys kind of have been. I'll move on with the rest of the kind of band. You guys have. Was it about February, May, February time that you guys kind of was on Humberside? With the track, how was it to be kind of BBC introduced? How was that in a way for you guys as a band? Was that a kind of made it moment, or was it just something where it was like, let's build on type thing?
It's always cool when you've been in a small practice room writing a song together, you record it, and then you hear it on the radio. That's always, even for me, that is like a magical sort of, you know, just listening to your song on the radio, and your mate's like, I tuned in last night to listen to your song get played. And when we released Sick Joke and Buried in the Stone, they went down like really, really well. So they're like the first two tracks that we released as like Riverwolf, and they went down like really, really well. From there, we released Gasoline today, so fingers crossed there's a, you know, radio play, it'd be cool.
Yeah, as we record this on the 25th of August, you guys have kind of released Gasoline. Great track, by the way.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
It's such a great track. Is there a reason it's been released on Bank Holiday weekend? Was that the initial plan, or has it just kind of fallen like that?
It's just kind of fallen on it, to be fair. I totally didn't realise that it was Bank Holiday. it is what it is, but yeah, it's only been out a few hours, and the people talking about it already, like messaging us and stuff. The response has been killer, man. It's been, you appreciate it so much. Yeah, it's been really,
yeah,
really cool.
it is a really, really great track. I'd love to kind of get an audio so we can play it on the show. It'd be great. I absolutely love the track.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I mean, what was your first kind of record and gig, really? What was your kind of first experience with music? What was your kind of first gig? You say about the record with your old man and your man. What was your first? What was your first real gig that you went to?
That I went to watch or that played?
You know what? We'll have both, actually. You know what? It's up to you. What was the first one that you did as a band? Will probably be a good place to start.
I used to be in another local band when I was at college. Nice. I studied music at college. Played in Mucky Muldoon's King's Royal, did a few acoustic. Probably that. Yeah, well, that was probably my first gig. I was pretty young, I believe.
About 17, 18 if you was in college.
Yeah, roughly.
What was your first one with watching, and what was the first one watching an artist? What would it be?
I was taken to Birmingham NEC to go see Carlos Santana. That was my first ever gig that I went to.
How old would you have been there? Would you have been gone with your parents, or is this like just kind of
remessing? No, I went with my grandparents. I think I was about 11. I was 11 years old.
Fair play, nice one. I mean, we kind of talk about you with you guys being from Clay. What does it kind of mean to you as a music scene? Because I spoke to good friends of yours, Healer, and they said that it would have been it's a blessing and also a curse, with it being Cleethorpes being a small but yet you kind of develop this local kind of attention, whereas you may have gone under the radar in a way in somewhere like Manchester. Or London, or Leeds.
Yeah.
What's your kind of opinion on that?
Well, I agree with the guys from Healer, who at the moment are absolutely smashing it. Like, Healer, we did a show with them a few months back at Yardbirds, and they killed it, man. As a hard rock band, there's very limited places round here that we can play.
Yardbirds being one of them. Yardbirds is a great one that you guys have kind of...
And then unless we do a gig at like Spider's Web.
Yeah.
But as a hard rock band, we sort of like struggled. But then playing locally, whenever we do play locally, we've got so many friends there. And it's always cool if we play locally, then we've got a lot of the local bands on. And when everyone's together and you watch all these like local bands, like Wonder Kids, Mint, Healer, Rivalry, you know, them sort of like Ever as well, the bunch of like young kids, but they're absolutely killing it.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case, know, doesn't it, really?
Like, it's just watching it, it's like, yeah, you just want someone to come along and get these bands and like, right, I'm gonna do something here. It's just that, yeah, it's one of them places, whether, you know, there's been so many awesome bands from around yeah, the spot.
That have gone unnoticed as well.
Absolutely, yeah, which is, man, it's, yeah, it's such a shame. But then you've got to keep it going, you know, you've got to, it's not about getting noticed, yeah, you know, it's about getting your music out there and, you know, stuff like that. So you just got to keep it going, you've got to keep it going. You might play to one man and his dog, but you might play to a group of other people, and it's all good.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys are absolutely having a blast and making some great music with it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. We definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, Gasoline is just a great track.
Thank you.
Love it. I mean, what's next for you guys? Kind of say about Cleethorpes being this kind of small local thing. Yeah. Have you guys had a chance to kind of play on the infamous Docks Academy yet? Or
we've got. we're going to be passing through there at some point.
I feel like that's a make it or break it moment, especially if someone. I've seen a few of them, so it's like Corspin and Mint and Healer, and there's been, you know, what is that something that you guys would desperately kind of wanting to get on with?
Not really. No, like, with no disrespect, there's no, you know, we sort of, as a hard rock, we want to go like a bit of a punk rock route.
Yeah.
So we've got some really cool stuff up our sleeve. Playing Docks is going to be great, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it's them smaller venues that you get people close together, sweating, dancing, moshing, just having a great time. They're them small punk rock shows that we're going to be, you know, thinking about and focusing on sometime very, very soon.
In the near future, yeah, definitely.
Yes, sir.
It sounds absolutely great, and yeah,
I'd love to
best of luck to you, and hope you kind of keep in contact.
Thank you, man.
I mean, I'll leave you with this one last question. What would be your favourite venue to perform at?
Wow, my favourite venue.
Now I've said this, and yeah, I Healer said Blundell Park. Would Blundell Park be a bit of a, you know, we've never really had anything.
I don't know how well would go down.
I feel like that would go down if you used to have a creative kind. If you used to have a few, yeah. I mean, it happened with Clay Uncovered, didn't it? Was you guys invited for that? Did you guys want to try and get on that or that Meridian?
No. Yeah, we knew it was happening, but no, it wasn't something that had, you know, appeared for us. For me personally, it'd be a really small, like, dingy. I'm a massive Seattle fan as well, so there's so many places in Seattle that, you know, the old punk shows went there. Yeah,
Whiskey Go Go. Would that be something that you'd?
Just because of the history, man. History there
is Whiskey Go Go for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be cool.
Is there a sense that you guys don't really want to? You want eyes and ears on your product, but is there a sense that you guys don't want to, you know, do? You want these kind of intimate shows more than you kind of want the shows where it's kind of. I don't know. Is there a sense of intimacy around it rather than a sense of a rise?
Quality over quantity
type thing.
We'd love a load of people there, and you know we'd love that, but we've all been, you know, them intimate shows where people, there's just something about a sweaty gig where everyone's together dancing. You can see the faces because they're so close to you. There's something more personal for me personally in the band, and I think that something like that would be, well, don't get me wrong, you know, if there's a load of people there, there's God knows who there, then happy days, I'm taking that. But yeah, man, that's
you guys would love that kind of that quality over quantity with maybe a crowd of 150 people that are passionate, that are kind of moshing rather than, you know, 200 or 400, 500.
Well. Just,
yeah, I mean, we'd it play, works for you guys,
you
know, doesn't
we'd it? We play to whatever, man. Me and Adam have played shows to, like, one barman before, but that
really,
yeah, that was a bit brutal. But no, man, throw it all. We'll have it all.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And I hope you guys absolutely do have it all.
Thank
to be
you,
fair,
because
he's great. Thank you for talking to me tonight. I really
no,
appreciate,
I appreciate it.
It.
Thanks for having me on.
And
thank
and yeah, best of luck in the future. Thank you so much.
I'll make sure I get a sent out track.
I hope so, because we'll play it on the show and we'll absolutely love it. Thank you for talking
to
me.
Man.
I appreciate
you.
It.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Take care, man. Bye.